BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 21. Reversing negative. Apostle had been called a fool by some members of the congregation in Corinth, a congregation he founded and labored for 18 months to establish. These opponents were making great efforts to erode the labors he led as many away from his teachings as possible. Now Paul was days of hard journey away from the congregation, busy doing important charity work at other congregations. What could he do more than write letters? The tendency to walk away from such situations is strong, to labor hard only to learn that others are stealing it away, or perhaps another would take it over only to destroy all your labors. Speaking of labor going to another, after he was gone, Solomon wrote, "So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labors under the sun." Ecclesiastes 2:20. Then the possibility exists that perhaps no one will take it over, and years of labor will end in a year or a month or even a day. However, Paul did not despair. He wrote in chapter 4, verse 8, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair." When called a fool, he turned the negative into an advantage. This is not an easy feat. For most, it takes divine intervention and inspiration. This is certainly true for me. Right now, I need some divine inspiration and intervention.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.